me tips and sips time. That means it's time for the help meets to come on in. Let's have a little something to sip. I prefer sparkling juice in my help meet sips and tips cup. And today the tip and sip will be featuring apple mango. I decree and declare I'm a help meet suitable. I think all the tips are pretty good. But today I get excited about certain things, about certain scriptures, about sharing certain information. And today is one of those days. So I'm Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com and Gerald Yvette Ministries on YouTube. And yes, yes, yes. So today's tip, very, very, very important. Today we're talking about becoming a hedge. What if you weren't on prayer, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on my page in the middle of prayer, Holy Spirit was like, you know, draw a line in the sand. You become the hedge. What? I was like, help me become the hedge. Oh yeah. So from now on, we got to call the prayer the help me hedge, because our prayers, our authority, when we line up with God's will, we become the hedge. Can I tell you? I like it. I like it. I was all for it. I'm the one, like, yes, I'm the hedge. Devil, you need to know. Meet me. The hedge, not getting by me. So help me. Today we're going to talk about one of my absolute favorite scriptures. Not my favorite. But you know, you have a favorite and then you have like favorites. This is a favorite. It's one of my go-tos, because when I am praying, I remind myself of this scripture. Luke 10 and 19, and I prefer the Amplified version, but Luke 10 and 19 is something that I had to learn very early when I started studying spiritual warfare. When I started realizing, hold up, the word of God gives me permission to crush the enemy. The word of God gives me permission to stop the assignments coming after me. I woke up and I said, give me more. I got to study to show myself approved. What have I been missing? So I was missing some things until I really dug in. And Luke 10 and 19 was one of those foundational scriptures that made me kind of rise up a little bit, move my shoulders back a little bit and go, wait a minute, I'm not a weakling. I'm not a victim. I'm not a casualty of war. I am the war. Help me. Luke 10 and 19. If you don't know any warfare scriptures, start there. Luke 10 and 19. I'm going to read it for you in the Amplified version, because you probably heard me pray it. Did I say, I'm Yvette Benton, author of Help for the Help Me. Help meets, you need your help, but you have to understand, build a hedge, be the hedge. Oof, Lord have mercy, that thing is good to me. But Luke 10 and 19 in the Amplified version, it says, listen carefully. You know I love the scriptures that say listen carefully. Because that's like Jesus going, I need you to know this. It's red letter edition. I need you to know this. Because that listen carefully in Yvette Benton code is like, how come you don't know this? How come you're acting like you don't understand this? Oh, you understand this, but if you don't, listen carefully. So help me. Come on in. Listen carefully. I have given you authority. When it's red letter edition, Jesus is saying, I died for this. I don't want you losing. I died for this. I've given you authority. It's red letter edition. It says, I have given you authority that you now possess. That now is today. That now is tomorrow. You possess something in this authority. Help me. All right, listen carefully. I have given you authority that you now possess to tread on serpents and scorpions, and the ability to exercise authority. Wait, wait, sip, help me, sip. You not only have the authority, but you have the ability to exercise the authority.
Ooh,
I need somebody to take two sips. One for authority and a big old sip for those who use the authority. Help me. You cannot become the hedge just because you have the authority. Somebody already got it. You become the hedge because you exercise your authority. There's a difference. Jesus died so we would have the authority. But a helpmeet that's suitable? Finish it. Uses her authority. This says the ability to exercise authority over all the power of the enemy, Satan, and nothing. Do I need to sip on nothing? Nothing. I'm just reading it. I'm reading it for you. Nothing will in any way harm you. Okay. To exercise your authority, you got to say, oh, you don't have the authority to harm me. Nothing's going to harm me. No assignment is going to harm me. No assignment of poverty. Can't do it. No assignment of lust and perversion. Not going to harm me. Adultery. It's not going to harm me. Separation. It's not going to harm me. Not going to harm me. Because I am the hedge. Ooh, Lord Jesus. Listen carefully. Help me. Jesus gave you something. Now use it. Jesus said, exercise that authority. That's how you become the hedge. You can't become the hedge if your authority is in your back pocket. You know how when you get a new purse, you get a new purse, you put a couple of things in your new purse and then you move on? That poor old purse gets put back somewhere and you just don't use it anymore. Like you start cleaning out like, oh, I forgot all about that. Let's not do that with our authority. Let's not put it away. Let's not let the enemy cause us to act like we don't know that we're the hedge. You become the hedge. Make sure you remind the devil. Luke 10 and 19. If you don't know but one serious warfare scripture, it's Luke 10 and 19. You tell the devil, oh, wait, I was crying. But now I remember. I was sad, but now I'm exercising. I was a little devastated, but now I'm exercising. Hold up. I'm the hedge in this house. I'm the hedge in this situation. I'm the hedge. Now, it's wonderful when my husband also joins me in prayer, but wait a minute. A sanctified wife can sanctify her husband. So even if I'm waiting on my husband to get to that place, I am the hedge. We've been doing I am statements. We've been saying I am victorious. I am an overcomer. But when we remind the devil we are the hedge because we are exercising, that sounds like we got to put some work in. Exercising. That's a word that means work. So let's go help meets. Let's put in the work. Let's go help meets. Let's study to show ourselves approved. Let's go help meets. Let's tell the devil what we know we can do and who we know we are. We are the hedge. We're decreeing the thing. We're declaring this thing. We're making sure he knows that we have our authority. Not only do we have it, gotta be better than that. Gotta be better than that. Don't just stop at I have authority. Ooh, exercise it. That means open up your Bible. Open up your mouth. Tell the devil. Tell the demons. Tell that generational curse. Tell whomever. And you know what I mean. In the spirit realm, of course. In love. I have authority. I have authority and power to tread on serpents. And one of my favorite parts, over all the power. All the power of the enemy. That means whatever comes up, you got the power to push it back down. Whatever tries to rise up, is confusion rising up? I've got power and authority over you. Is frustration right? I have power and authority over you. I'm creating a hedge around my family. I'm creating a hedge around my king. I'm creating a hedge around my children. I'm creating a hedge around my property. I'm creating a hedge around my marriage. I'm creating a hedge with my words. So help me, don't forget. Not only do you have help, you are the help. And the help needs to have authority, and you have it. But not only do you have authority, you're going to exercise it. Well, that's the tip for the day. Be the hedge, help me. Ooh, cancel the devil. Sit back, have your sip. Shut down the enemy, kick back, and have your sparkling juice. I don't really need to raise the finger because I'm going to exercise my authority. I don't need to get all frustrated. I'm exercising my authority. That's the definition. That's the declaration. I am the hedge because I'm exercising. Trust me. You can't be the hedge until you exercise the authority. So declare, I am the hedge. Remind yourself. Remind the enemy. Look in the mirror. That's my husband told the help me army, look in the mirror and prophesy over yourself. Look in the mirror and prophesy. Remind yourself, I am the hedge. Decree it. Declare it. I am the hedge. And then make sure you're with me on Tuesday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's called the Help Me Hedge. When we're praying over our kings, we're creating a hedge of protection. Our mouths are creating a hedge of protection around, because God has given us authority and we're going to exercise it. Well, thanks again. I don't know about you, but knowing about my authority and knowing I can exercise it, I can sit back and sip. So you take a couple sips today when you know I'm exercising my authority. Well, thank you for joining me. I love Help Me Time. It's my pleasure to give you tips from my book, Help for the Help Me. Make sure you're putting it in your journal. Does everybody have their journal? Here's the question. Have you gone back and looked on your journal and reflected on some things we've talked about, reflected on some things we've studied? Have you reflected on some things you committed to? That's my assignment for you. Go back and look through your journal. Get your journal. Go back and look. Are you reflecting on the things we've been talking about? The tips are only as good as you put them into practice, just like the authority is only as good as you exercise it. All right. I'm Yvette Benton. Thanks for joining me for my sparkling juice time. I appreciate you. You are the hedge. Act like it.